Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. The People's Champion, and Sauli Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. The Kings of Slander are here.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast episode 249. I'm your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Fuck Your Bracket. And the kicks of the day, man. Again, I'm kind of boring. I need to step my game up. Today I just went to the gym again, so I just wore the Nike Prestos. Sitting in with me today, is, per usual, is my brother King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. Chubby Brister, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. I'm about to beg Saul Wright for those black and red and bready lemons he had on the other day, and watch him turn me down.
Absolutely gonna turn you down, because I sold my other pair. So now I only got three pair of bread 11s. So that's enough.
So you only got three? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Got three pair?
Yeah, I got the dirty breads that I wore the other day. I got a regular pair of red and white, you know, the regular breads, and I got a pair of the low breads. So I only got three left. I sold the other pair the other day, so you know it is what it is, man. Yeah. Do I have to say this?
Saying,
you got
man.
22 racks. You can get a brand new pair.
It's all right, man. Listen, man. You'll give me a great deal, like free.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't have that deal.
People, man, me and Saul Wright been knowing each other for damn near 10 years, bro. Right. This man, he'll give a homeless man a pair of shoes before he give his brother, and I did air quotes when I said that, a pair of shoes. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it, man.
Let me get a couple thousand for my shirt company. Since you got 22 racks laying around, I mean, invest in your brother.
I don't have it laying around. See, that's the thing, man.
Shit is accessible.
Not really.
You know what? I don't want to fight with you this early. We just started the episode.
I can't get it till I turn 50 like Allen Iverson.
I don't have time for this shit. We got a whole show to do. And I don't have time for this shit. Your favorite friend is in the news. I want to talk about this shit right now.
Let's go ahead. Who are we talking about now?
Steve fucking Harvey.
Oh, man. What's Steve do? He got some more... he opened up the bacon and sausage line. Now he's selling eggs or something. What is it? More suits?
I hate damn near everything about Steve Harvey. I hate his suits. I hate his teeth.
Sorry, so you're telling me you don't have a big pant leg suit?
No, man. I do not have a suit with 36 buttons. I don't understand.
You got one. He wears it to the Derby every year.
You know, what about homeboy? I'm not going to do that.
Do it, man. I don't like this new and improved Saul Wright, man. I'm trying to change, man.
I got...
Take a break, man. Bring back the old Saul Wright, man. I like the new AKA. That was pretty nice. The Boss Kick Ross. That was pretty nice.
And you know, I figured I'd do something anyway. If I cut my hair off, that's what they're going to call me. So I might as well just get ready for it.
You can't cut your hair off, Saul Wright, man. Because we are the only fro... members that can actually grow hair, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly why I still have hair. Like one of my boys told me, he said, look, you know, I just had another birthday. He said, at this point, if you cut your hair, it's disrespectful.
Exactly. Said, man.
It's like you got a point. You got a point.
Look at the Fro Horsemen, both on bald as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, so both, I mean, that's it.
People, if you didn't know this, the Fro Horsemen are bald head ass niggas. Niggas. Like, I don't think GQ Blue can grow hair. I know GQ Blue by 8 years. The motherfucker ain't had a damn, I don't know what's going on.
He ain't had nothing. He ain't had no low cut. It's been bald from jump.
And be easy. His shit just started receding. And he just went ahead and just, you know, he put magic shave on his head and shit.
Look,
and
I still don't know what that nigga looks like.
I told you he looked like nigga Karamo off Real World, man.
That doesn't tell me shit. I don't know it be easy. Like, I've known be easy for like 12 years.
Man, Google Karamo Real World right now. Sorry.
But that's not Be Easy.
That's his twin, nigga. Like, man. Matter of fact, if you look at the ExxonMobil commercial, I swear to God, I called Be Easy the other day. I said, nigga, why don't you tell me you was in the ExxonMobil commercial? I said, that is you. It's a nigga with like a blue shirt on and a red bow tie. I mean, that nigga look just like Be Easy, bro. I was just like, why didn't you tell me it was in the commercial, nigga? They say they connected to 900,000 jobs in America, and one of them was yours. It was a fucking commercial, man.
I do not know. Like, he could rob me right now. I would have no idea. I'd just be on TV like, if you ever see this guy, I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
He says, give me a wallet.
Oh, that's fucked up. That
he'd be like, you can rob my stuttering ass nigga, man. He'd be like, yo, man. But, oh, man, we're talking about Steve Harvey. How do we start talking about the Four Horsemen? Listen to the show. It comes out on Wednesdays, I think. Listen to it. They need the listeners. They're about to put a plug on it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, because they look, the numbers are just not there, man. It's sad.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know how we devolved into that. But Steve Harvey's in the news again. And this time, I love the boss up title. I love the whole boss up write-up. Steve Harvey warned Snoop, Bow Wow, and T.I. to show that good white man Donald Trump some respect.
Yes.
I love the write-up. I love when they said, we don't recall Mr. Harvey and his teeth going this hard when people were burning and hanging Obama. I love it. Bossip, I don't usually rock with y'all, but thank you for this article. This is beautiful.
Yeah, Bossip rocks with us, man. They put one of our articles up, man. We went crazy that day.
Hey, man, Bossip, that's y'all the business, man. But the article is basically talking about Steve Harvey. And all he was saying, he said, the problem with all this is there's an office in this country called the president, and you have to respect that office. You really do. Whether you want to or not, you respect that office. They got laws. And then I couldn't read the next paragraph without changing my voice and vernacular. I love Snoop, Bow Wow, always respectful and cordial with one another. Me and T.I. don't have a problem with T.I. I love the dude. I'm just saying, brothers, be smart. You's a got to be a smart man. All y'all got money. You got money, man. You got to know how to, you know, they go how to know how to go after that money. Just be smart. Let me tell you, man, leave the first lady out of this. You're going down another path with these cats. Nah, you start messing with their wives, I tell y'all, you're going down another path. Master gonna beat you. Run. Okay, he didn't say that last part, but that's what it sounded like.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they did go, like, Bow Wow did go a little fair, talking about him, there's no fuck his girl and all this shit. I was like, whoa. Like, Bow Wow, calm down. Like, you know you're not about that life. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring the man wife into it. You know, keep Trump the jokes just to him. You know what I'm saying? Even though they was attacking Michelle. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, niggas, like, I mean, okay. I see what Steve's saying. I just don't like the way he said it. Like, because, you know, don't make yourself a target. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas come after y'all niggas with tax evasion and all that shit. Next thing you know, y'all niggas doing time. You know, don't put yourself in the radar. I see what he's saying, but the way he presented it seemed a little coonish. You know what I'm saying? A little Jerry Cooney out there, you know what I'm saying? Cooney.
I think we have to, like, just say what the fuck you mean, people. If your problem with this is because he's talking Bow Wow and Snoop, And who else you say, T.I.? If they're saying stuff about this man's wife and that's what you got a problem with, say respect that man's wife. Yeah. Don't start talking about respect the office and then say they're going to come after your money. That's not what we... If this is about decorum and respect and how you're supposed to be presenting yourself and representing yourself and us, then say that shit. But don't start talking about they're going to come after your money.
Man, maybe Trump... He did meet with Trump. Trump might have told his ass, look, you go ahead and tell all the rest of the niggas, fall in line, or we're coming after your money.
But this is the, like, this is always, if you go back as far as Christianity in Africa, this is how they do us. They come in, they make a nice little promise to somebody, and the next thing you know, the motherfucker that look like you is talking to you about shit that they shouldn't be saying. They're going to take your money. If you go ahead and believe this Christianity, we're going to give you all this shit in the world. Y'all don't talk back to Massa, he gonna beat you. It's the same shit. I'm not saying that you're right or wrong in what you're doing. That's neither here nor there. I can give a fuck. If you're not supposed to be talking about this man's wife, then that's what it is. But I'm tired of having these black motherfuckers talking to us about respectability. Over and over, it's the same shit. You gotta respect the office. Look, do you think that being a president automatically means that you should have some respect? As a citizen, you should respect the president. Because they're the president.
I respect you just like I respect any other man. I'm not going to sit there and be like, be in awe, like, oh, it's the president. You shouldn't say that. No, I mean, you get about the same, the equal amount of respect as I get to the next man. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. You know, I don't,
so it sounds like what you're saying is that strangers and president are on the same level, and they start off at zero, right?
That's
an equal amount of respect. It's zero.
Yeah.
You don't, because you're the president, automatically get a bump in respect because you got the office, especially when you got it in some nefarious sort of way.
Yeah.
We got the hacking shit. Nothing else that you've done, Donald Trump, has been respectable. So why the fuck are we supposed to respect him? Because he got the job?
Sounds about right.
Man, I don't rock with that shit, man. So I'm not saying that, and I do think that Steve Harvey says a lot of bullshit. I'm not saying that what he said is bullshit. I'm saying that, like you did, the way that he said it is some bullshit.
Yeah.
They going after your money. Okay, and you think that this is the first time somebody's gone after their money?
No.
Bow Wow been rich since he was like three. Like, I'm sure that he's had a few lawsuits and a few chicks that were all of a sudden pregnant that he didn't even know.
Yep.
We know Snoop's legal issues.
Exactly.
We ain't got to say no more about that shit. They've been coming after his ass. T.I., hey, you damn near did life. We don't have to talk about this shit. We get it. But now because it's Donald Trump in the office, it's something new. Man, just say, look, hey, whatever, Steve Harvey. I'm really tired of him giving black people advice on marriage, on love, and on life. I'm really over it. You made it. Good for you, bro. But shut the fuck up.
Damn. That's how
I
feel.
I could be wrong. I'm just a fat dude with a mic. I could be wrong, but it is what it is. Speaking of fat dudes with mics, let's go ahead and get our checks.
Yep.
Rick Ross dropped the album.
He did.
Somebody I know is reviewing that album.
It's actually reviewed that album. It's already on the site. It's called Rather You Than Me.
Gave it 4 stars.
4 stars. Rick Ross. B-Eazy reviewed that. Good review. Very informative. You know, if you know B-Eazy and you read the review, it sounded a little condescending. So, you know, but that's just me. That's just me. I felt like he was trying to beat the reader over the head with info. Like, we're stupid. And, you know, but that's how I read all B-Eazy interviews. Like, he treats the readers as dumb. And he give you, you know, he does so much background work on albums that it's like he listens to the album. He goes and watches 10 interviews and listens to albums that, man, just, I mean, he goes all out. And he treats the readers like we're dumb. So, yeah. Okay. But, yeah, good review. Rick Ross album, you heard it yet.
That's an interesting way to look at it. An informed review. I never have a problem with an informed review.
I don't want too much information on my reviews. You know, like,
Jesus Christ. I mean, you have low hanging fruit is like your thing. Like, don't beat me over with.
I'm doing the Drake, so just watch.
Is it 5 stars? Just go ahead and tell us now.
No, I can't tell you. It's all right.
Okay, if you reviewed this Rick Ross, would it have been 5 stars?
Nah. Okay. Nah. Okay. 4 is about where I mean, he got it right. You know what I'm saying? Because, go ahead. I asked you, have you heard it yet?
I heard some of it. And okay. I tuned out. I haven't really checked for Rick Ross since like 2010.
Like, you know what?
He's good for a song here.
Since 2010. You know what I'm saying? Since his last, like, since.
That was what? Teflon Don?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, even when I go in and listen to my Google Music, like, the one that I pull up is Teflon Don. The rest of the shit, like, Rick Ross is good for a good song or three on an album that's just dope. But the rest of that shit be boring as fuck.
I'm not going to say boring. It'd be, like, dope beats. But Rick Ross, like, when he be rapping, he don't really be, like, he lyrical, but he ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? He, like, he just in there, like, my vertebra Versace's and something in my, you know, he just be just rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, the song ain't really, like, it ain't no storytelling, so it don't keep you know what I'm saying, enhanced with the music. It just be like, you just be listening to it. Ross just saying all kind of crazy shit. And Ross just be rapping. Like the Wu-Tang almost. Ghostface of them niggas, you know what I'm saying? He ain't with old Ghostface, new Ghostface, he kind of tells stories now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Old Ghostface used to be just like, 7 monkeys, 3 kiwis, 4 diamonds, purple nickels. You be like, what the fuck? Like, that is just purple nickels. Like,
I guess my biggest thing with Ross is like, we've seen you have these moments. Like, I think the Maybach music and ASMR music, like, that shit is beautiful from start to finish. Why can't you give us an album of that?
He can't do it, man. I mean, he already gave. Let's go. I mean, his ear for music is unmatched.
That shit is amazing, bro.
He got the best beats. I mean, his album got the best beats. That's what keep you in it. But it's just like Rick Ross has been Rick Ross in it. Like, he did that. This is 9th or 10th album, or 9th album or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Has he ever gone platinum?
No.
Shit.
That's why he said he a gold selling artist, making moves like he triple platinum. You know what I'm saying? Like he said, you know what I'm saying? But and that's the thing about Rick Ross. You would think that he'd have platinum after platinum after platinum, but no. And it's just like, but I'm okay with Rick Ross making, like, staying in, he stays in his lane. He doesn't try to, he don't try to experiment too much. You know what I'm saying? He just made Rick Ross music, and I think that's a problem on the other hand, because it seems like I've heard the song before. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's Ross.
I wonder what would happen. Like, and this is the Black Panther and me getting my Stokely on. What would happen if we got a rapper to talk about black-owned shit again? Like, look, I have no problem. I'm also Jack Swagless, right? So let's keep that in mind. I am king of the lames. I give no fucks, right? But I have no problem wearing some black shit that has expired, some washed shit. I'll wear an Nietzsche shirt in a minute. I'll wear a fucking Sean John shirt in a minute. I'll wear some, well, maybe some old FUBU shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. That's black shit. I have no problem with that. I know that shit is played. And no, I also don't have a FUBU shirt, by the way. Just but a Carl Kanai shirt in a heartbeat. Like,
oh, Carl Kanai, I think he just made the news choking out somebody or something, man.
Okay, well, now if that's the case, I'll take that back. If that's the case, I will recant that part of it. But the black owned shit, like, why can't we have the rappers rapping about shit other than Versace and Gucci and some other Italian shit that I can't pronounce it? And this kind of goes back to, for me, it kind of goes back to the Steve Harvey shit. It also goes back to a conversation I just had yesterday, is that black people in this country have no ownership over the measures of success. So anytime we talk about making it, we automatically introduce somebody else into our shit. You ain't made it till you won a Grammy, some shit we don't own. You ain't made it till you can buy Versace, some shit we don't own, and don't play any credence to what's in the hood or what's in your neighborhood. You ain't made it till you got some red bottoms, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we do. So Rick Ross has been doing it since he came out, but at this point, 10 albums in, I know you know some black owners that gave you some shit. I know you know some black watch owners. I know you know some black shoe designers. I know you know some black fine fashion jewelers and shit that you can just pump up in your album to at least get them that shine. This ain't, you know, we ain't got the shit like when Tupac called Carl. When Carl and I talked to Tupac, it was like, yo, I need you to wear my stuff. How much would it cost? Pac said, I ain't going to charge you. Blew him the fuck up. That's why everybody knew who Carl and I was. Tupac did him a solid. And that was a big movement then. But now we don't see that shit. And I'm getting kind of tired of it, man.
You got to have that Balenciagas, man.
For what, though?
Seppies. And they Pradas and Gucci's and
that shit is so played, bro.
You know what I'm saying? What else? Give me some more big names, man.
This shit is so Louis Vuitton. Like, why the fuck do we still buy Louis?
The Louis.
This shit is so played, man. When you got the money, so you got the money, you got the following, you've got the platform to elevate another black designer. Why aren't you doing it? Black business, why aren't you doing it? Don't fucking name your album Black Businesses. Like, fuck that shit. Why aren't you doing it? I get tired of hearing about some kind of Italian spaghetti and fucking wine that's made over somewhere in Italy and all the diamonds that you're getting, but you're not mentioning Africa. Like, I'm over it, bruh. It just gets old. So for me, the album itself is Rick Ross. I didn't finish it. I'd probably go back and listen to it because them beats are crazy. That shit bangs in the truck like crazy. But it's born in a motherfucker, and that's what it is.
Damn.
Man, you know, I'm an old man.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn. I guess we need to go ahead and get the other part of the check. You might be the only one getting paid for this one.
What you mean?
Drake's album drop. I kinda
More life, man. More life. More life.
Okay, so it sounds like you're feeling that.
Man, it's a good album, bro. Excuse me.
So, like, have you done a Drake review for the site yet?
No, man. This is my biggest review ever, man. So, Beezy been sending me shit. Like, you know, I guess he's trying to prepare me. I guess Beezy trying to say I'm an inadequate album reviewer. Because he's been sending me all kind of shit just to give me some insight on the album. I'm just like, my nigga, I'm listening to the album. I, you know, oh, this is all the samples that was on the album. You might want to read this, 7 things you need to know about Drake album that you didn't hear on the first listen. I mean, he just sent me all kinds of shit, man. You should have seen this shit. This shit is fucking... So he's prepping me for it. So this is my biggest review. So yeah, man, it's a lot of pressure, man. It's a lot of pressure.
How do you feel about the album? Like, I know you said it's good, but I know you can't give it away, but...
I mean, I like it. I mean, it's all over the place, and that's a good thing. I mean, you know, you got about 5 different Drakes on this album. You got Canadian Drake, you got Jamaican Drake, you got English Drake, you got African Drake, you got Atlanta Drake, you know what I'm saying? You just got California Drake, you know what I'm saying? It's like Drake just so he's multifaceted, man. This is he showed all his man, he's the best all around player in the game right now, man.
Wow. He on that Lonzo Ball?
All around player, I said he on that LeBron James.
Oh, my bad. I was thoroughly impressed with like the first. I want to talk about that shit too at some point.
Yeah.
I was thoroughly impressed. I think like the first maybe 5 or 6 songs, mm-hmm. It's like he's straight spitting.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's cool. And then I think maybe 6 is when we got into the rhythm, when it started becoming we got Island Drake.
Yeah,
and then I got a couple of those, and then the next song I remember hearing, I was like, okay, now this nigga singing, and that's when I kind of tuned out. But it's like 22 tracks or some shit.
22 an hour and 22 minutes of playlist. We got to call it a playlist. It's not an album. It's a playlist.
What do you mean it's a playlist? It's not an album.
That's what Drake called it, a playlist.
Come on, man. This nigga can't change the rules. It's a fucking album.
He called it a playlist.
That nigga's changed. See, y'all giving him too much. Look, it's an album. It's a fucking album.
It's not an album. Maybe that's why, you know, there's so many different feels on it.
Because it's a playlist by the same nigga?
Yeah, but it's, I mean, you know, it's a couple tracks not featuring him.
Wait, it's a couple tracks not featuring him?
Yeah.
On his number album.
10, number 10 don't have no Drake on it.
It's an interlude, though.
Okay, I'm saying.
I'm just like, yeah, like that don't count. Like I thought you were saying, because I haven't made it all the way through.
Oh.
But I thought you were saying that there's full songs where he's not on it.
Oh yeah, no. Okay, so yeah, maybe it's just that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I kind of checked out on Drake too. Like I stopped checking for Drake and Rick Ross around the same time. It was like 2010, 2011. I think my last review for Drake was shit. That might have been my last review for the site.
God damn.
Take Care.
Damn, what? Don't tell me Sarah Rain did a review in like 6 years, man.
I feel like that's not right, but it feels right. That might not be accurate, but no, because Melanie Fiona came out with an album after that, and I was doing, you know, the Soul Election shit. So there was other reviews. I don't know what's the last review I did for Nappy Afro, but that was the last time I remember caring about Drake, and I gave both of those albums the same thing, 3.5s.
Yeah. Yes, I wish you'd go back and do Life is Good over again. I mean, you did Life is Good, so that wasn't that long ago. However long Nas did that.
It was like 2012 or some shit.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's still around the same time. That's still the same ballpark. Mm-hmm. You still don't think that's a 5-star album?
No, it's not. When last time you listened to the album, sorry?
I don't know. I don't know the last time I listened to any album, though. I've been on my Google Play shit, so I haven't listened to a full album in a minute. I think
last
song was in my playlist maybe 2-3 months ago. So it's been a minute. It's been a minute. That don't mean it's not a classic though. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's not.
When last time you used the Fonte, motherfucker?
Shit,
Sherry like starts that. From home. When was the last time you listened to it? Don't lie.
The other day.
You're lying, son.
No, you know why I'm not lying? Why? You know why I'm not lying? Because I have 3 CDs in my CD changer in my car.
Wow.
3.
You cheat. Yeah. That doesn't count.
What you mean? That shit, that's the CD. I got the CD.
But you don't listen to it. You've been listening to the satellite. That shit's just in there, bro.
I don't know. My satellite cut off in my car.
So when did that happen?
It's out in my wife's car. It's off in my car. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know.
So, yeah. In your car, you got to have the goddamn CD in there.
Got to have CD. Always see the Sports Talk Radio or CD.
That's honestly like a good testament to how dope you think a CD is. Because Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City is in my CD changer.
Yeah. So, this is like I got J. Cole album in there. I got 4 CDs. You know what I'm saying? I got that one, and I got two J. Cole's and the Fonte, and then that's the only three CDs I got in my motherfucking CD change.
I think that's I only it. Got two, and that's a J. Cole and that's the Kendrick Lamar. And everything else, when my phone dies, shit, I'm only listening to one or two things. That's it.
Kendrick got an album coming out. Four.
Okay. So, what are we expecting from this album?
Hey, man, who knows, man? You said you wanted a rapper to talk about black-owned businesses. Kendrick's the man for you.
Is he, though?
Yeah, I think he is. He's going to usher in the black social economy. He's going to be the king of black pan-Africanism.
We'll see, man. He's going to be the
black conscious shit. He's going to take the title from Umar.
Then Umar going to beat your ass, bro. You better be careful. Umar thugging these streets.
Black conscious shit, nigga.
Umar thugging these streets, bro. like, I don't need you to bring back, you know, X-Clan or Public Enemy or no shit like that. But just instead of rapping about Versace, rap about some nigga shit. Rap about some black owned shit.
Say live heavy. Say nigga. Say I live heavy like. Say that. That's what you want to say. Yeah. Say.
Hey, I'm not ready for that amount of orders. I'm not ready for that push. Hey,
look, good problems to have.
Hey, man, let me grow slow, bro. You know what I'm saying? The more people, it means you're going to get those assholes that order your shit and ain't got no money and going to complain. I ordered this and it looks a little weird. And I don't need those problems, man. Let me grow slow. But we'll see what happens. When is that K-Dot supposed to drop?
He didn't say. He just posted on Instagram the GOAT and the number four in Roman numerals, so everybody's assuming it's a new album coming out. So that's what we gonna run with.
He said the GOAT.
He put a GOAT emoji on there, and that's all he put.
And then Roman numerals. Like I don't know how.
But the picture was Roman numeral four. You know.
Yeah, but how black conscious can your shit be if it's got Roman numerals?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just,
I don't know, man. I don't know. So we kind of touched on this.
What's the African numerical system, man? Chicken bones? I don't know. Jesus. Help me out here, Saul, right?
That was the whitest shit you could have said.
Was it?
I mean, that's literally the whitest shit you could have said.
Well, I mean, the only reason why... No. Okay.
You should have just put a Klan hat on when you said that shit.
No, I pick on Africans because the way they eat chicken, man. They eat like the whole fucking chicken. Like, I've never seen nobody like bite the bones. Like, the motherfuckers attack the chicken, bro. I'm telling you, that shit is
amazing. What Africans?
Africans? I don't know what... Hey, look, this nigga I work with, right? Work at Sam's Club. He goes back to get one of them rotisserie chickens, man.
Yeah.
I sit here and watch this nigga destroy the chicken, bro. Only thing was left was, like, that little backbone that you can't fucking eat. But other than that, that nigga ate all the bones. This bitch was eating the bones like a dog. Nigga, I was just sitting there watching this nigga, like... Oh shit. Like I wish like this was in like Snapchat, Instagram era. Cause I was just like, yo, that shit would have went viral, nigga. Like the way that nigga was, I mean, it was just like that, man, I ain't never seen nothing like it, man.
This shit is crazy. Before
so what I went trying to be racial, I was
it's too late. That shit is fucked up. Don't put that part on YouTube, be easy.
Yeah. Wait till you see an African eat chicken. You like, you know what? I'm gonna call German. I'm just gonna text German. Be like, yo, man, you was right, man. Like,
First of all, it'll never happen. Yeah, I would never.
No. You'll be looking like, yo, that's an African. You have a big ass fucking head. You know, the Africans had a big meat ass forehead.
Can we please just move to the next fucking topic? Jesus,
I would not want an African to headbutt me, bro. Straight up.
So before we get to sports talk. The biggest scam of 2017.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? How the fuck is this a maybe?
Because I'm hearing reports, but go ahead, finish the tagline.
It's the ATL orgy. The orgy that we talked about last show.
Yes.
Where it was 175 for the dudes.
175 for dudes, 99 for females, 175 for couples.
Come in and they had all they talked about all the accoutrement, nothing about testing. You come in and kick it for the night, take your ass home in the morning.
Yeah, it was a pajama sleepover, pajama jam, orgy, yes.
And allegedly, it's a scam.
It wasn't. I heard it differently, that it went down. I think the Twitter shit was off of jokes. Like, that was one of the best nights on Twitter where niggas were just going in. But you had to realize if you read the thing, like, there was no phones allowed. So how was you in there? With a phone, you know what I'm saying?
Who's going to take the... I paid $1,000 for my phone. Who's going to take it from me?
You just don't bring it. If you bring, like, they had security. They had two levels of security to get in, man.
Who? Look, bro. Who the fuck? What do you mean two levels of security?
Like, you had to get one. You go through one security check. They pat you down. Boom. Then you go through another one. They pat you down again.
Put that shit in the front of your drawers.
Nigga, they pat you down, bro. You're not,
they not touching dicks.
So I seen the pictures of the food they had at the place. Somebody posted, like, the chef pictures. I guess that was the only one they let leak out. But, yeah, it actually went down, man. Motherfuckers was there, man. But Twitter ran with it, saying it was a bunch of niggas there playing 2K.
that shit was hilarious.
Yeah. Said it was a social experiment for some girl writing a paper for school. Then the girl came out like, I'm not in college. You know, this was not no... She was like, if anybody say they was there, then post their armband. Because, you know, she gave her armbands to everybody there. You know, she was like, they ain't doing that. They wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So it was... She said, plus, how could you get through all the security with the cell phone? She's like, there were no phones allowed. Like, so, you know, swingers are private, man.
How? I don't know. I don't understand the logistics. First of all, who is this chick? Is she like some queen pin or some shit?
She's like a...
She a madam?
Phone? I don't know. Nah, she's just a regular girl. She's 26-year-old, 27.
So she's a 27-year-old that's apparently connected with security agencies. Some kind of security.
Hire anybody for security.
Well, if they're supposed to have two levels of security, I expect somebody knows what the fuck they're doing other than being able to punch somebody.
That could be four niggas.
but if it was four niggas, then some phones got in.
No, yeah, but it was probably more than four. Let's be honest. You got people paying $100 a person. So if you have an event with 50 people, you're making at least, you know what I'm saying, $5,000. You know what I'm saying? So
security detail ain't light. It's usually, you know, a couple hundred dollars an hour and shit.
Oh, no.
So, I don't know how that shit works. So, you think this actually went down and maybe the stories on Twitter were kind of to cover it up so she don't get in trouble?
Jokes. I think the shit on Twitter was just jokes because, you know, nobody was, you know, I think that was just jokes. And, you know, Twitter ran with it. But, nah, it was real. It was real. Because, see, I seen receipts. As the young kids say.
Do you know any of the people that went?
Nah, not at all.
Does B-Eazy know any of the people that went?
Hey, B-Eazy's a guy in the underworld. He probably does. Let me call him and ask him.
Go ahead. Let's call him. Let's get B-Eazy live on the show.
Let's see. Where is B-Eazy at? There is B-Eazy. See, I got all y'all names in my phone. Y'all be having me as some weird shit in y'all phone.
Asshole is what you are in my phone.
My call. See? Hello? Busy, man. You busy? Quick question, man. Did you know anybody went to the ATL orgy?
No, not personally, no.
Not personally. So,
yeah. No. I know somebody went to an orgy like a month ago, but it's not the ATL.
Okay.
Am I on the show?
Pretty much, man.
Gotcha.
I mean, you know what time it is, man. You didn't pre- hey.
Show 126 up right now for which my shirt's coming tomorrow. Mm. It's Thursday. I'm talking about Friday.
He got awesome. That plug up quick, didn't he? I mean, that plug was quick as shit. He's like, am I on the show? Shit. Hey, plug my shit. Like, damn. This
motherfucker's amazing. I'm trying to tell you only got 60 seconds, man. So you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
And that's why he's the boss, man. Jesus Christ. Hang up on this nigga.
And listen, man. They need all the free pub they can, man. Nobody's listening, man. Nobody's listening, man.
Jesus Christ.
Because you want to. Also, we have a Twitter
that's
called
For Horse Network.
We tweet any.
Hang up on this
nigga. Listen, man. Listen. Giving them all the free pub, man.
I gotta go back to work, y'all. Good show, man.
All right, man. Yeah.
Peace.
Be easy, everybody, man.
So, has your opinion changed? Has this actually happened now? We haven't heard anybody coming out with the dick falling off or, you know what I'm saying, no pregnancy scares and none of that shit happened. Would you have gone?
Would I have gone?
Yeah.
Would a single me have gone?
Absolutely, or? Of course. Germ King was available. Would he have gone?
I'm too cheap to go. Something like that. Too cheap. Sorry.
I can't imagine the pressure I would feel if I paid $175 and time is running short. Like, you gotta smash at that point. You gotta fuck something.
Pretty much, man. I mean, if I paid, I'm beating something. I don't care what it is, man. Right. Walking around. Especially, like, yo, if I see my opening, I'm going to take it. I'm just going to be like, yo, I'm be just looking around. Yo, I see an opening, I'm slide up on it, man. Like, you got to, man.
So, I haven't been to Atlanta since, like, 2001. So, I don't know the demographics anymore. But last time I was there, women-to-men ratio was, like, 5-1. The point I'm making is that you didn't have to pay for pussy. Has it changed that much to where dudes are paying $175 to fuck women who are paying $100?
Hey, man, I mean, listen, man, it's a market for everything. Here's a guy on Facebook. His name is Justin A. Howard. He was like, I won't give details, but it was a dope event. Imagine a house party or slumber party at a mansion. Chef provide buffet with liquor and wine provided that eventually got turned at a certain time. 8,000 damn condoms in every size, so there's no excuse not to use one. A clean place to lay your head and breakfast in the morning, all inclusive. Then Tyshana Martin, a woman, she was there. She was like, show us the motherfucking wristband that proves they made it through security phase one and signed a waiver phase two before getting that good old customized wristband. She was like, shaking my goddamn head. Messy ass people don't have nothing better to do besides being miserable. Look, I kept my band as a souvenir. Hell, some stank ass folks still wearing theirs as proof they were part of such an epic party. Tip of the crown. You did that, Queenie.
Hold on. You can't call somebody stank because they got a wristband on. Well, y'all just fucked a bunch of strangers.
The girl name is Sydney Green.
I don't give a shit. How does that work? How is somebody stank for still wearing the wristband, but y'all, you just fucked a bunch of strangers? But I'm dirty for wearing a wristband on day four. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here. That shit's ridiculous.
Maybe it was so much damn juices flying around. You might be a nasty ass nigga with that wristband still on.
You was a nasty dude for going.
So sorry, I take it you wouldn't have went.
How many ways do I need to tell you no? Atlanta? CDC is in Atlanta? So $175 in Atlanta?
That was the kickoff of The Walking Dead, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely, nigga.
That's where it all started. That's where it all started.
This is fucking ground zero. The Ebola outbreak can be traced back to this goddamn story. There's no way. Yeah. What's that movie, 8 days later or some shit?
Yeah. Baby's born Christmas time.
Right. There's going to be a lot of people missing. A lot of new phone numbers going to be changed. A lot of numbers gonna be changed, bro. Nah, there's no way. There's no way, bro. $175, you can go up to the Blue Flame and have a ball. Literally.
I don't know. Sorry. $175 would go pretty fast in the strip club, man.
Hey, it will, but I bet you can go home and rest your head.
Yes.
I can't be fucking no stranger.
But $175, I go in there.
But, I mean, like, how many diseases? Man, look, fuck that. That story gets worse and worse the more I think about it. What they call that shit? What did Lil Wayne call that shit? Truffle butter?
Yes.
The levels of truffle butter in this motherfucker. It's a truffle butter souffle.
With just the smell in the air.
Oh,
man.
My God. Nigga.
Yes, sweaty ass niggas. Just
a bunch of motherfuckers talking some NASA hair bump. You niggas is lying, bruh.
I bet it just smell like, woo! I bet your incense and everything, bruh.
And then you had alcohol on top of that? Nah, bruh. there's no way. And food? Was the food in a separate room?
I hope so. I mean,
the food had to be
covered. I hope they ate first. Fucking commence. I wonder who was the person just started off the fucking, like, they were just like, yo, as soon as we step in, yo, like, they're just like,
everybody was
like, oh, God.
It was one of the dudes that spent their last $175, came over there and immediately pulled his dick out. As soon as he came in,
nigga was drunk as fuck. You
know, he pre-gamed, made it through security, and as soon as he got through that second security,
Hey,
Dick was out.
Nigga,
Dick was out.
Hey, that motherfucker walk around that bitch like, what? Like, hold on, sir. We got to eat dinner first. Put a
I got dinner right here, bitch. Fuck what my name is. Sir. Who doing it? Let's get it popping. Who fucking?
Yeah.
God damn. Let's change gears a little bit. Very little bit. Because this story, I don't know where the fuck you found this story or why. A high school football coach in Spokane, Washington has been suspended with pay while the school investigates complaints that he exposed himself to students at a leadership camp last summer. Let me go with just the headline. High school football coach suspended after he allegedly put his dick in a hot dog bun and showed players. This has to be fake.
It's not fake.
This has to be fake.
Not fake.
Somebody's lying, bruh.
The kids are not lying on that man. He just did like a little prank. You know, I don't understand the infatuation white boys have with dinglings, man. But that shit is amazing. Like, they love dicks. Like, they draw them. They like hitting each other in the dicks, man. They like, you know what I'm saying? I just don't get it, man. Like, so. What'd you say?
I'm just confused. What? I don't know what. When did the. I'm so confused. When did the relationship between coach and teacher and student become so weird that you thought it was okay to put your dick in a hot dog bun?
And then, like, I mean.
I don't understand. Like, all these teachers are fucking kids. And kids, teachers are putting their dicks in hot dog buns. I don't understand. When did this happen? What school is this shit? Look, I played football, fucking tried out for basketball and all this shit. There was never a coach that I was cool enough with that I was like, yo, that was funny. If the coach would show me his dick, like, that would be hilarious. When did that happen?
We had a coach one time. We was getting our ass kicked. It was halftime. Went in the locker room, and we was just sitting there, and nobody was saying nothing. And all of a sudden, coach come walking out, pants around his ankles, doing a little duck walk. He bends over, he wipes his fucking ass, throws the tissue on the ground. He says, "That's what you guys are playing like." He walks the fuck off.
Okay, so wait, was this a freshly shitted ass?
Nick. Yes, I'm talking about he had just shitted and didn't wipe his ass. He wiped his ass in front of us, and he threw the tissue on the ground and said, "That's what you guys are playing like." And then he fucking duck walked off, nigga. That shit was like niggas were sitting there like, "What the fuck?"
I'd have been traumatized. First of all, I'm laughing now because I'm old. Nigga, he still has a job?
Yes, the fucking nigga name in this fucking stadium, man. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
He should have been reported.
That's legend, what the fuck, man. He's a legend.
He should have been reported.
He's in North Carolina Hall of Fame. I'm gonna stop saying it before I incriminate this man.
He should have been fucking. Wait. You play the sport? You play the sport?
Yes.
What sport?
Yes.
What sport did you play?
Football, coach.
Wow. I didn't realize you played football at all.
What you think? I was a damn just a spectator, one of those guys?
I just thought you was one of the cool niggas in school that just didn't play sports. Some of the motherfuckers didn't play.
Nah, man, I tried out because it was, you know, as you play rec league so long, and then you get, you know, middle school, then high school, you know, then you get out there, but then you get hurt, and you just don't like, I ain't got to drive no more, man. So when Biggie said that shit in that song, fuck a football team, Rich, what'd he say, something ruptured spleens by the age of 16, I was just like, yes, when I got hurt, man, I was just like, man, fuck that shit, man, I ain't going back, man. But I still wanted to be around this stuff. I took up athletic training, man, so, you know. Not to being a water boy, I learned to tape ankles and do all that, you know, niggas used to get hurt. I was supposed to go to college for that, but niggas stupid and shit.
You said, fuck it. You said, I ain't going to college. I still got this money in these streets.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of football, Colin Kaepernick. The big question is Trump and the NFL blackballing Colin Kaepernick? What do you think about
definitely. Most definitely. Why is this man not signed?
Because he's 30 and he put up a 16-4 last year.
16-4?
Yeah.
16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions?
Right.
And that's not good enough to get a job where, what's your boy name? Something, Glennon, Mike Glennon, for he didn't even play last year and he got paid. You know, they said, hey, he's my starting quarterback. Brock Osweiler, we saw what he did. Browns traded for him. Then you had, who else? Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, the motherfucker played 2 games last year. He was the hottest ticket out. You know what I'm saying? But why Colin Kaepernick, he's not good enough to play in the NFL? Interesting.
See, here's the thing. Him not having a job and them having a job doesn't make those decisions better than him not having a job. Sounds like 4 shitty decisions you just discussed.
Oh, okay.
As far as I'm concerned, we know that I think he got 2 or 3 touchdowns when they played. I forget who it was. They were getting blown up by like 40 points. And he got 2 garbage time touchdowns. So you're already down to 14-4. All I'm saying is the numbers don't tell the full story. I don't think that he's a bad quarterback. I just don't know that I'm going to spend any kind of money on a 30-year-old quarterback that already has proven that he can't handle a change in coaching or a change in offensive coordinator. Because when he had Harbaugh, he was great. Anything outside of Harbaugh, who the fuck is he?
But that's the thing, though. It was just so much flip-flopping going on. Who they had this year? Who was Chip Kelly? Was he there this year or something?
Yeah. So you got Chip, which was supposed to be your type of quarterback, coach.
And then you had, well, you know, Chip Kelly don't like black people. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, I mean, I just think that after this, they took offense to this taking a knee shit. I don't understand. Like, you know, and they making them pay for it. When you got the president saying motherfuckers are scared to pick you up because they scared to get a tweet from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, you got the president. The president is blackballing you, my nigga. Like, you're done. Well, they asked Roger Goodell this morning on Mike and Mike about it. And he was like, well, you know, the president's going to say stuff like that. But and the way he said it, like, he should have been like, hey, nah, nigga, that shit ain't true. But now he, you know, he ain't deny it. Like, he was like, what the fuck? Like,
so let's look at the, first of all, I personally don't think that he's being blackballed yet. I think that after the draft, once we start getting into the preseason, if he still doesn't have a job, then we're talking about something else. But looking at the teams that have shitty records or less than 500 records, the Cleveland Browns, San Francisco 49ers, which he's leaving, the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have a quarterback they spent money on, Chicago Bears, Los Angeles Rams, who just used a first-round pick on a quarterback. Chargers and Jets. Jets, who just signed Geno.
Jets, no. Geno left the Jets.
Where did he go? The Giants or some shit? He stayed in New York, so yeah.
Yeah, he went to the Giants.
Carolina Panthers. They got Cam Newton, so you're not getting a job there. Yeah. Cincinnati Bengals, you're not getting a job there. Nope. Philadelphia Eagles, 7-9. So now you're getting a 7-9. 7-9 is fucking Drew Brees. So out of those teams that we named, where is he going to start? You're not starting for the Jags. You're not starting for the Jags.
I think he'd go there and take the job from your boy. He's that garbage. Bortles is that garbage.
I don't disagree, but the Jaguars do. Didn't they just re-sign that motherfucker?
I don't think so.
I feel like Bortles just got a contract extension like last season or some shit.
He just came in the league. Like, I mean, shit, he just came in the league.
His contract should be over. 3 seasons.
That was his what?
That's like his third or fourth season. He just got re-signed to some shit. But you're not starting, and they just had a season where they thought they were going to do well. Like, the offense was allegedly good or some shit. I don't know the truth to that, but I know that's what they were touting. So you're not starting. Let's give him the Jaguars. Their offense isn't set up for his ass either. Chicago Bears, there's no chance in hell they're going to go with another old quarterback.
And then out there in that wind in Chicago, they just you can't throw the ball in Chicago, period. Like, they're not – there's never going to be a successful quarterback out there.
They will if they put a dome on that bitch.
I mean, yeah, but that's not, they don't want to do that. You're taking away their home field advantage then. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But they, it's making their offense suffer. When Jay Cutler is your greatest quarterback in history, that lets you know they fucking
greatest in history.
Look at their stats. Jay Cutler owns all the Bears all-time stats.
But
Jay Cutler owns all.
So yes. Is he the most productive or is he the best? Because McMahon got him ranked.
I'm just saying statistically, Jay Cutler is the best.
He's the most productive.
Most productive. So he owns all your records. So if you know, hey, asshole or not, at the end of the day, you got to put him in the ring of honor, goddamn.
Hey, that's what you got to do. But then you got the Rams, you got the Chargers, you got the Jets. Like, those are your teams where he'd have a shot to be a starter. Style-wise, he's going to be a backup to who's got that kind of run-and-gun style?
I mean, he's a good changer. If you just throw him in there, like, you know, sometimes tough yard that you don't want to put your arm out there, you know, so throw the little legs out there.
30, yeah, but this run, ain't nigga. College. This ain't college. They don't do that shit in the pros.
I mean, the pros is an evolving game. It's sucking up more the college game year by year. You know,
nigga,
what I'm
when
it's
they just tried to do that shit with Tebow, the announcers had a fit. You can't have two guys in there. You got to know who's the leader of this team. They lost their shit when they was talking about that before.
But, you know, I mean, you got to be smart about it. NFL is, you know, you do got people that sit around 60 hours a week just watch tape. Like, he ain't on the field at all. He just watched tape. And so, you know, you got to be inventive with it. But, you know, look at it. It's a lot of screens now in the NFL. That's all the college game. Shotgun now, it's all the college game.
We have yet to see two quarterbacks. That's all I'm saying. I don't see that shit happening. So, I don't think that he's... Go ahead.
Pace. I just like a change of pace. Like, if you needed, you know, some legs on a play or something like that, then you want to, like, oh, it's not the... Yeah, everybody knows a run, but you still got to stop it, you know.
And where they stopped it last season, the motherfuckers was 2-14.
Yeah, but he didn't play.
What do you mean he didn't play? He started like 12 games.
Oh, he started like the last 12, right?
Yeah, well, shit, that's the only 12 that matter.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, but the team was garbage, though. Like, the team was garbage. 49ers were garbage.
Hey, I can't disagree with that. They're 2-14, so.
Yeah.
I don't think he's blackballed yet. I think there's definitely some teams that's not going to fucking touch him. So I think it's a little early for that. You know what I mean? But we'll see what happens. I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, somebody's going to be done fucked up over. And then I'll be able to come back to this question and say, yes, they blackballed him. A lot of times these teams are scared of political shit. I don't know how, because they talk about politics all the time. There's politics in everything you do. But because he had an unpopular stance to some shit that people didn't get to see. Like, a lot of people saying that they stopped watching football because of him. You didn't see him. Like, that shit was not televised. They started showing it when it became a story, but you don't watch the fucking national anthem on regular-ass games.
Most of the time, you see the kickoff.
That's it. You hear the motherfuckers in the booth, and then it's a kickoff.
Yeah, you see the pre-recorded conversations with the coach, and then next thing you know, the ball's kicking off. Coach, you not have time to talk to no sideline reporter right before kickoff.
Should have been extra.
It's happening.
Mad extra, bro. You want to get into this TV talk?
Oh, man, we got to, man. It's on the list.
So we got TV talk, man. We got two teams. The 210 Outlaws and the regular-ass Outlaws.
Yeah.
I think when the season started, well, maybe episode 3 when we learned there was a 210 Outlaws.
Yeah.
We already knew what the old law Outlaws was going to be. Like, we were familiar with them. We knew how that was going to go. The 210 Outlaws seemed like they were just as good, right?
Yeah.
But they took an L during the season.
Yeah.
And then they got...
An asterisk.
With an asterisk. I'll give you that. And then they got to the championship game, and they took another L. But this one was kind of dominant.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of mad at the editing, because watching that episode, I thought that they were going to come back and win. Watching the Twins, watching the quarterback put the team on his back, I was like, yo, they're going to do well. Even though the other team was huge, them was some big-ass dudes.
Yeah. I mean, them boys was big, boy.
When they showed number 18, like, when they talked about it, I was like, okay, whatever. We heard the story. Every team's got that one dude. But then when they showed him, I was like, bruh, that's some bullshit. He should not be out. And then you put him at running back, like you just taunting the fact that you can't stop this motherfucker.
Hey, that motherfucker was Damir Scott. Shit. Remember the name. Remember the name. You know what I'm saying? That boy, man, hopefully the young man stay out of trouble, keep his nose clean, get his grades up. He'd be on somebody's football field, man, because wow.
Am I exaggerating by saying he's a good 6 feet?
Oh, man, he had to be at least 5'9", 5'10".
Nah, he's taller than 5'9", because he was taller than all them big-ass coaches.
I mean, he was, I mean, you know, with helmet and all that on, but yeah, he was big as shit out there on that field, man. And then he had moves, like he was strong, he ran angry. When he stiff-armed that one little kid, man, I was just like, oh, my God, like, I mean, he pushed that dude in the stands, man. I mean, it was just a vicious stiff arm.
It felt like if you put another 20 or 30 pounds on Mizell, that's scary.
And he's younger than Mizell.
Yeah, that's scary because Mizell is a grown-ass man, dog. Watching him play that championship game, I was like, bro, there's nothing you could do with this dude. Like, I even felt like, oh, coach, I was like, yo, you know what? Mo, you got to shut up, man. He's right. Feed Mizell. Just feed him.
Like, Mo, like, listen, man, they going to kill this kid, man. Mo's know how much wear and tear on that man. Like, he just like, yo, listen, man. You know, he just don't want to wear and burn him out. Like, man, listen, man. Mizell touched the ball 3 times.
I hear you, but if every time he touches the ball it's a touchdown, you got to feed the beast. Man, he got the goddamn interception. It was like an interception, a kickoff return. Like, every time he touched the ball, it was a touchdown.
Yeah, he did. He ran back a punt.
Yeah, it was a punt, and it was a fucking interception.
Oh, no, he didn't run the interception back.
He didn't run that shit back?
No. Was it just a punt? He just had the punt and the 2 touchdowns. When he got hurt, man. Oh, okay. So, okay. Let's talk about it, man. The lady that put the bounty on the kid, man. What the fuck
that
is going on?
That was fucked up. Like, when they showed her at first, I was about to give her props. I was like, yo, she tough as shit. I like that. And then she's like, I owe you $50. I told you, if you don't come back in, I owe you $50. I was like, what the fuck did we just say? What did we just hear?
She was like, $50 to anybody to get him out, to take him out of the game. I'm just like, is this bitch serious? Like, are you, like, do you know you about to get fucked up? Like, you fucked up. You're done. Like, you're done.
You can't, you can't trust a chick with a mustache, bro.
I mean, Snoop got to do something about that, man.
I'm pretty sure he has.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm about to tweet Snoop now, man. Be like, yo, Snoop, man, you trying to snitch, nigga, but,
Nah, that's not snitching. That's reporting some shit that should be reported. Snitching is when you're involved with the bullshit and you telling on somebody else when your ass is doing the same thing. That's reporting. Her ass should be reported. I feel like it was kind of irresponsible for them to even show her saying that shit on TV.
Yeah, because I wonder. Well, maybe they only did it because it was the statement made, but I kind of felt like they only did it because she was a woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and be the one to call it like it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They did it because she was a woman. And they always kind of make the women that's with the sports kind of, you know, look bad. Well, on the Texas show, the only woman on the Steel Country, she was legit. But, yeah.
It's so you've got the coach hitting the kid, and you got her putting the bounty out. Like, are they trying to destroy Typha? Well, that's Snoop Lee, so it's not really Typha. But are they trying to destroy the show, or?
I don't know what the fuck going on, but somebody need to deal with them, motherfuckers, because that is not acceptable at all.
It's not, but congrats to the Outlaws for getting the back-to-back.
San Antonio Outlaws, get it right.
San Antonio Outlaws for getting that back-to-back. Sounds kind of weird to see you just jump up in the league and then you win back-to-back. Undefeated. It's 2 undefeated seasons, right?
Yeah. No, they lost a game last year, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was talking about how humbling it was and shit, and they recovered it. Yeah, so you lost 1 game in 2 years. Your first 2 years in the league, that's supposedly the best youth football league in the country?
Oh, yes. I'm seeing my neighbor. She see that kid. I got to go fuss at these kids after we get through with this because they're leaving trash in her yard. She had to go pick it up, and that's about to piss me off. But, yeah, they're the best team in the nation, 13 under, I mean, hands down. You know? God
damn. So, yeah, I guess we got a couple episodes left, maybe 1 or 2.
I think it's it.
They usually do the postseason wrap-up kind of episode.
Well, can I spoil next season for you, so all right?
Go for it.
not really spoil it, but Fred and Mo still together. I saw some spring football pictures. You know what I'm saying? So the crew all still together. I seen Fred, Mo, Guillory. I seen all of Clayton is what his name is. Yeah, so they all still together.
Man, that's Coach Baby. He's always going to be Coach Baby.
Hey, but he funny, though.
He can't, but you can't say that to your kid. Hey, no more bitch assness.
Hey, like, yo, you bring it up.
you can't be. It was, what did I get? His birthday party or some shit, too?
It was at Mo's birthday party. He's like, yo, you 13 now, whatever. He said, you almost not a bitch. Like, you know, like,
I said, fuck, man.
Hey, I was just like, yo, that's what's up right there.
Savage, man. Props to moms for not putting their son back in the game, one of the twins, once he got the concussion. He obviously had a concussion.
But why
did it take her to come down to the field for them not to put him back in? Because he went back in.
He went back in the first time.
Yeah, but the coaches, y'all knew better. This motherfucker crying, talking about his head. And y'all let him back in the game?
Oh, my God. Listen, one night, man, I was so mad at my quarterback for that shit. Man got hit, took himself out of the game. Man, I was just like, I can't put him back in because, you know, what happens. You know what I'm saying? I was just like so mad, but we ended up losing by like fucking 3 points or some shit like that. Oh, my God, pissed me off.
So, from your standpoint, being on the sidelines, has your feeling and opinions towards youth football changed at all?
Nah, I still love it. I mean, I think when it's done responsibly, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? And when it's done irresponsibly, I get upset. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in the spirit of competition, I can understand them letting them in the first, you know, after that first hit. But, you know, they had him in there, like, when he had that crying and whining, you got to take him out because he's ineffective. And then you got to think about safety. So, yeah, did they keep him in there too long?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because after that first hit, once he said my head hurt.
It should have been a wrap. It should have been a fucking wrap. You
know, once the kid tell you the head hurt, because, you know what I'm saying, you got to sit him down. You got to, you know, sit him down, take the helmet from him.
Especially a gamer, you know what I'm saying? Like he's gonna go out there and give you what he got. But if he's saying his head hurts, like you know, when Mizell's knee, it looked like his knee got blown out. They were like, "Yo, is it bad?" He's like, "Yeah, I can't." He tried to walk around. He's like, "Yo, this motherfucker's done. Mm-hmm. You gotta listen to the kids."
Yeah.
So when this dude, who was probably one of the best talented players on the team, tells you his head is fucking hurting and he crying, you gotta sit him the fuck down, bro.
Sure.
And then he was going to sleep on the sidelines and shit. I was like, man, I don't like this shit.
I'm good to go. I'm ready to go back in. No, you're not.
Nigga, eyes closed and shit. Like, nah, bro. You sit your ass down. Just
sleep. You ain't going back out there.
Sit your ass down, man. But I'm ready for them to wrap up the season. And then, where the fuck is Steel Country?
Maybe it's about to come on now.
They was flagging. That was episode 2. They were talking about Steel Country was coming on.
No.
He's flagging. Black Ink. Did you watch Black Ink?
The one that came on last night? Yeah. No.
God damn it. How far are you behind?
I haven't watched last night. I watched the Puerto Rico episode. So, okay. You know.
So.
It doesn't matter. It's Black Ink, man. Come on.
Yeah. I got to give my winner. My winner of the week is C's.
Okay.
After C's tried to talk to Duchess. They got into a fight. Duchess came back, tried to talk to C's. And she was like, if we can fix it, let's fix it. And he said, we passed that. I was never so much prouder of that motherfucker. Like, yes, we passed that. We can't get back together. I was like, thank you, C's. Thank you. Because his whole point was, you dipped. You didn't ask me shit. You didn't give me a chance to explain nothing. You just rolled out.
Yeah.
So why the fuck? Nah. I'm with him on that. They ended up finding, of course, you know, it's a TV show, so they ended up finding a place to do the tattoos. Ted saves the day. They apparently made 10 racks.
Wow.
That's what they said, right? You know how many tattoos that is?
Bruh, it's only so many hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. How long did it take to do a tattoo?
Depending on the size, a good 2 hours. Now, I don't know if they were doing walk-ins.
Yeah.
A walk-in tattoos.
Then you do a walk-in, so... I mean, come on, man. So they said they took home 10,000, so that means the shop made some money because, you know, so they had to make more money than that.
No. Walt said we made 10,000, so I think that was it for the trip. That was the total. So I don't know who's getting paid. Now, you got to remember, there's only like 3 people tattooing. Tattoo Baby, Donna. I don't know if Oh Shit did any tattoos, to be completely honest. And then Young Bae?
Yeah, Young Bae.
Young Bae. So not even Tattoo Baby, because she showed up later. I don't know that her. I think her and C's may have done a couple tattoos, but they showed up later after they had already started tattooing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, why was Oh Shit and his wife there? Like, why all these superfluous niggas around? Who paid for all these tickets?
Yeah, exactly. Who paid for all these tickets?
It was just weird, man. Last night, they went ahead and they confronted Oh Shit's wife about her past, and we still don't know nothing. We still have no, like, that was the worst. So they ended up what's the girl's name? Kitten? Caesar's other Kitty, chick at the shop.
Kitty
went ahead and did some recon, googled up his wife, and found out that she apparently had a baby registry in 2014, and her name matched the last name of the dude that was on the registry. So it's like she was married. There was a picture of her with the baby. So they confronted her. Caesar was like, "Yo, did you have another baby? Were you married?" "I've never been married. I didn't have another baby. Yes, there was a registry, yada, yada, yada," but she didn't answer shit. And so then when she got mad, she was like, "Yes, I helped raise a kid, but that doesn't make me a bad person." Okay, but where the fuck is the baby? That's the question. We're not giving a fuck if you're a bad person or not. Where is the baby? And Oh Shit, of course, he's mad at C's and everybody else for getting involved. Nothing was resolved.
It's business.
Okay, but C's point was, I was here before you, bitch. And now you showed up. We don't know who you are. And if something goes bad, because now you got him drinking again. Oh Shit, Mr. Recovery is out here drinking again. If something happens to him, who's going to have to cover that up? Who's going to have to fix that? I do. So I need to know who the fuck you are. But at the end of the episode, it sounded like he was leaving. Season Donna's not back together. Season Duchess. Donna tried to throw salt on Caesar's game with Tattoo Baby.
No.
Yes, she did. So the scene opened up. Again, the editing is in question, but the scene opened up, and it's Walt sitting at the breakfast table with Donna, and he's talking about all the shit he got for breakfast, and he's happy. And then as soon as Tattoo Baby comes in the room, she says, "Did you see that post Duchess made?" And Walt literally did the Walt. He threw his head back, and he started waving side to side like, "Why, bitch? Why?" He was doing the walk. And she was like, so Donna went in and she's like, "I like Tattoo Baby, so I'm going to tell her what it is. They not over each other. They're going to try and get back together." And yada. And he was like, "Are you like purposely trying to fuck up this dude relationship? Like, what are you doing?" So, yeah, I'm sure the season's going to find out about that shit and fire Donna again.
Fire again,
man. That's pretty much the episode. You ain't seen it. That's pretty much it. Like, we get down to the wire to where there's not much left to watch in this show. There's really nothing left. Next episode, I think Ted walks out on the shop again. Somebody else is crying again. It's the same show. It's Black Ink. You know how it goes.
Yeah, it's a Rick Ross album.
Well played, sir. Well played. I haven't watched anything else, literally. I haven't seen shit else.
Me neither. I've been, let's see, watch anything. Homeland is, real good this season, man. Homeland is real good. So if you haven't watched Homeland, check it out this season. It's real fucking good, man. So
that's about. Have you watched the Dave Chappelle stand-ups?
Oh, I did. I watched them last night, actually.
I haven't watched them yet. Are they good?
Yeah, man. It was good to see Dave back out there, man.
That doesn't sound like it's hilarious, though.
No recycled jokes. You know, it was funny, you know, because he got that. You know, Dave got that, you know, that comedy that's black and white friendly, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got the blackest comedy, but he a black, you know what I'm saying? He was going to go into it, mentioning it, like, why, you know, there don't be a lot of black people at the shows, but he ain't never finished the bit because I don't know if it was editing or, you know, he just got caught up in another joke, but I thought he was going to really go into why black people don't be at the shows, you know what I'm saying? Despite how, you know, he loved black people so much, and you know how he, you know what I'm saying, what he do.
Yeah.
But he get into it. You know, one of the shows was in Austin, you know what I'm saying?
Oh shit. So this is recorded.
Second, it's recorded. So the second show was from a show in Austin. And the first one is in LA, I believe.
That's interesting. So you watched both of them, they both went up at the same time?
Yeah, they both come up at the same time.
I might have to restart my Netflix. I canceled that shit because I wouldn't watch another.
Hey man, Netflix got a lot of shit now, man. Netflix say, yo, man, we got a bunch of money. We might as well make shows and shit.
I heard, man. I wish they would bring back some shit. You know, some of the older shows I used to like that keep getting canceled. Hey man, why did you burn me like that on Facebook?
What'd I do?
You said you blame me for Louisville's lost.
Oh, I just said, you said you picked him to win the title. And then
man, but come on, man. I ain't no shit.
That's why I just said that makes the curse even better. Like, you come ain't on, even know. Man.
You're killing me in these streets, bro.
Louisville, boom. And I was like, damn.
Killing me in these streets, man. I can't even get no endorsement deal. I'll never go platinum.
Damn, man. I mean, I'm just, man.
God damn, man.
Anything personal, man. It was a joke between friends, man. It's me, you, and Blue, man. You can't get him to say
I. You put it on the whole Facebook.
Man.
I can't get no endorsement deals. I can't get no money now.
Just so you know, my Facebook is on private.
Man, it don't matter, man. Them cats that might have invested in Saul Wright, it's over now. They're like, everything this nigga touches turns to guano. Shit. Man. Speaking of which, who's left in the fucking tournament? Who's left?
That Sweet 16 kicks off tonight, man. As far as big dogs, you got three number ones left. You still got Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Kansas left in the tournament. You got teams like Michigan, Surprisers, South Carolina, which knocked out Duke.
Wow.
Yeah, Xavier's still around. Butler's still around. Oregon's still around, but they play Michigan, so who knows what might happen in that game. But, you know, now, I mean, my heart was broken when Duke went out. It was a fixed fight, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the HB2 law, you know what I'm saying? Because that game was supposed to be in North Carolina, and if we play in North Carolina, because it's kind of like the game rewarded the lower seed with a home game, when it's usually the higher seed supposed to get the home game. But
yeah, but you got to let people piss where they supposed to piss, man.
It is what it is, man. You know, we played a bad game. You know what I'm saying? We lost. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going pro. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Can I say something about this? So, like I said, I'm not the biggest college fan, but I understand rivalries. Mm-hmm. Mizzou and Kansas. We're not friends. Okay? We're not friends. Union Station in St. Louis, which is it used to be a mall. I don't know what the fuck it is anymore. But it's down on the riverfront. It's a big establishment, big piece of land. Was lit up in Jayhawk colors, bruh.
Mm.
Red and blue with the Jayhawk logo. What the fuck? Where they do that at? That's like going to Michigan and then putting up some OU shit.
It's in St. Louis, man. Maybe they lost a bet and it was like they got to do that. Because, you know, most time doing the college things, the governors of each state will make a bet and, you know, little crazy shit like that.
So help me out. Was Mizzou in the tournament?
No, not at all.
Okay. Are the Mizzou girls in the tournament?
Maybe they were playing in St. Louis. I don't know. Sorry. Maybe the game was in St. Louis is what. Maybe they were playing.
I think we usually get the Sweet 16, but why would you have them lit up?
I mean, they was the number one draw.
Bullshit, Mo. Don't do that shit, bruh.
Oh,
it's not your stadium, man. It's not your city. Get the fuck out of here with that. You do have a Keep It 100 for this week, right?
Yeah, man, I do have a Keep It 100, man. I know I wrote one down, but I'm going to switch it up because I was going to switch something around. But anyway, Keep It 100 this week, man. Walmart greeters, exit people, door people, quit being fuck boys and fuck niggas. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My boy Saul Wright got roughed up today by Walmart security. You know what I'm saying? He was in there buying some fucking cocoa butter and, you know what I'm saying, coconut oil. Goddamn. Unscented soap. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I mean, that bitch really fucked up my day, man. She really fucked up my day. I came back from the gym. I had a dope time at the gym. I'm in there listening to my headphones, which I don't normally do, but the playlist was on point, so I just carried it. I kept the party going when I got out the truck. So I got the little shit I needed. I got the little fucking ass skillet that I wanted was on sale. I'm like, this is a win. Go to the self-checkout. The shit worked flawlessly. I didn't have to get no help. I'm like, all this shit is great. I put the little funky-ass cart over in the side. I'm good. I'm walking out, and a white couple walks out in front of me with their cart full of shit, and the little greeter lady didn't say nothing to him, which didn't raise any flags to me because that's how it normally goes. But then she turned around to me, and was like, of course, I had the headphones on, so I see her say something. I took my headphones off. What? Can I see your receipt? I said, are you serious? She was like, yeah. I said, so you just saw her watch me bag this shit up, but you want to ask me for my receipt? I was like, that's some bullshit. I gave her the receipt. I was like, that's some bullshit. So now I'm expecting her to look in the bag because I gave her the receipt. She ain't looking shit.
Mm.
She opened the receipt and then closed that bitch back up and said, thank you.
Mm.
When I go back tomorrow, because I know I'm going to have to get some more shit, or the next time I go back, don't ask me for...
Damn.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't hear me. What'd you hear last?
He was like, don't ask me for shit.
Yeah, so they don't have to, you don't have to show them shit when they ask you for your receipt and all that shit.
Yeah, Khabib said one time he went there, they tried him like that. So he said, look, man, well, give me my money back. he said, you asked me for a receipt? He said, give my money back. I return all this shit.
Yeah, I'm with that. Like, so there's certain places where you go where you think it's bullshit and you know it's coming. Like when I go to, do you have a Fry's there?
No.
Fry's Electronics. So it's a big electronic store where some of the shit is expensive, so you don't even get the item when you're shopping the store. So let's say I'm going to get a certain computer. They'll give you a receipt, like a little tag, a ticket, and they send you to the line, which is one of those big-ass snake lines. You go all the way through that. You give the person your tag, and then they bring your computer up to the front. You pay for the computer. You walk out to the front door, and then they ask for your receipt. That's that bullshit. You know I ain't got shit else but what y'all brought up here because I couldn't bring it through the store. So I don't fuck with Fry's. Like, unless it's something that I absolutely need and I don't feel like waiting on Amazon, which Prime I can get most of that shit in a day, I don't fuck with Fry's. But now Walmart, I was just in there the day before. Nobody asked me for shit. This little raggedy bitch let the couple in front of me walk out, didn't ask them for shit, but now you're going to ask me about a fucking skillet and some meat? Man, it's going down tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
It's so selective. That's what makes it bullshit. But yeah, I seen Walmart had some woks on sale for like $5, nigga. I said, a wok, nigga? Like, what the fuck?
I would have got that wok, but I don't know where the fuck I'm going to store it. That's the only reason I didn't buy it.
Because
we out of cabinet space. I have no place to put that fucking wok. But go ahead, man. Get your goddamn...
Put the wall and put that bitch up, nigga.
Hey, I'm close. I'm close to doing that shit. Who's your winners and losers for this week?
Man, my winner this week, man, was Be Easy, man. He did a review on Rick Ross, and Rick Ross liked his picture. So shout out to Be Easy. He's my winner, man.
Oh, shit.
I don't have no other winners, man. I can't think of anything, man. Sol Wright's my winner for doing 3 straight shows, man. He ain't bailed on me yet, so, man, that's amazing. Yeah, I knew it. You know what I'm saying? G Blue, my winner, man, for... You know what I'm saying? Continuing to trying to better the place, man. Hey, one of the pictures GQ Blue did, man, it's like them niggas, it's like a photo op, man. All them niggas crowding the camera, man. Niggas in the back trying to look over niggas' shoulders, man. That shit was funny, man. Yeah.
Hey, man, it is what it is. I told you my winner this week is C's for finally being like, nah, we can't go back there. We did it. I'm proud of you, C's. Good job. They actually did some tattoos on the show this week, so Black Ink Crew is my winners this week.
Oh, I got another winner. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, man. LeBron James was telling LeVar Ball, man, keep my family name out your mouth. Man, fuck that.
Is it?
LeBron didn't hear what the man said. He just heard what somebody told him, so that's what he said.
Right, like he immediately jumped in.
Yeah, he just jumped in and he went from 0 to 100. Didn't he hear what the man said? The man didn't technically say your kid. He just said your kid's gonna have a harder time being great because you great. Like, it's hard. Like, he said the other niggas, you know, their daddies weren't that good, but he showed them what it took to get there. You know, hard work and all that. Cause, you know, they had to work hard for what they had. So, you know, of course they're gonna instill that in their kids. But superstar kids, they're gonna feel like it's, you know, it can be given to them. So, you know, that's all he was saying. He didn't say your kids personally, LeBron, but you know. I like this new feisty LeBron, this catty LeBron.
I like it too. I just wish that that LeVar Ball would stop getting all this hate. Because if LeVar Ball's name was Drew Rosenhaus, we'd be talking about how great an agent he is. If his name was the NCAA, we'd be just talking about the next game coming up and how hype it is.
Mm.
If he was ESPN, we'd just be hyping up the goddamn Westbrook KD game. Mm. Hey, he's talking about his kids, man. He's talking about his kids. And y'all keep asking him the shit, and he doesn't have sense enough to not answer certain shit.
That's what he said. He said, shoot, they ask me questions, I'm going to answer them. You know what I'm saying? Just like, but, you know, you put a mic in front of anybody, you liable to get anything. And LeVar Ball do not mind talking.
And a lot of people are mad about, you know, I think we talked about this last week, but a lot of people are saying that he's crazy for saying that his kids should get a $1 billion shoe deal. Why? Why is that crazy? Is it crazy because he asked, or is it crazy because y'all don't think they're worth it? Because say that?
Things are worth.
They're not worth it.
Yeah.
To who?
To people that you're not gonna sell $1 billion worth of product.
Well, so it's not directly related like that. Sometimes they use you for other shit. Like,
yeah.
LeBron has got a $1 billion deal, and we see his LeBron 13 is in the fucking outlet everywhere. That shoe ain't sold shit.
Hey, LeBron, when you sell millions of shoes, it don't matter. You ain't got to release. You ain't got to slow leak it. LeBron's selling millions of shoes.
I'm just saying that if I have no problem with the dude shooting a shot. If you ask me right now what kind of car I want, I'm going to look for a fucking Bentley. And don't ask me what kind of car you want. I want a Bentley. What the fuck? Is it a free car? I'm not going to be like, yeah, just let me get a Honda Civic. I want a Bentley.
Yeah. I'll take that Hyundai Sonata.
Right. I'm going to work down to that. But if you just ask me, if you give me a blank check, hey, I'm going to shoot for the stars. I just think it's kind of funny watching how people navigate this conversation with him and him talking about greatness and black excellence. Look, man, I don't even want to get to another show. Who's your losers this week?
Oh, man, my loser this week, man, is everybody that worked with me, man. The job place is dry. Ain't no babies at the job. I was hoping the Queen Jern wasn't going to be around for this one because I wanted to talk about it. Yeah, man, it's no women at my job, man. I have no incentive to go to work besides the money every day. Like, there is the most horrible 8 hours out of my day. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. All the chicks that used to get looks, getting looks now. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, I'm not trying to holler at none of them, but, you know, just for the, you know, the visual aspect of work, you know, it would be better if we had some, a new crop of gals in there, if you know what I mean.
And I mean, is cooking ass Keisha gone?
Cooking ass Keisha gone.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Man, shit. You know, I was wondering what you meant when you posted that.
Little baby. I just call her Swiper, no swiping. you know what happens to Swiper? He gets caught. So, yeah, she got swiped. She got caught swiping, and so she gone.
Damn.
Another one left. Like, it's just, man, it's sad. Another one. She about to get married and she about to move, so it's just sad, man. I don't have none of my babies, man.
Time to quit.
I mean, something gotta give, man. Just, I don't know, maybe this God punishing me, man. Make me a better husband.
Shit, man. I mean, that's what you get for talking about fucking dogs for $1 billion.
I know, right?
You get punished. You wanna give our shout outs so we can get the fuck up out of here?
Well, shout out to excuse me, got ice going down my throat. Pause. Wow. Shout out to the staff, man. GQ Blue, Be Easy, Saw Right, man. Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to all our listeners, man. RT3, Ruler, myself, Pebby J from B More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, MJ Money 9S, Static, Stacks, whatever the fuck your name is, Gerard, anybody fucking else that listens to the Frocast, any new listeners, old listeners, you can find us. Frocast on Instagram, follow us. We don't update it that much. Usually the week of a show, we might do 2 pictures. So, you know, it's not popping like that, but we still want followers because this is about the show. We got shirts in the store. Go check them out. Had a nice little campaign the other day, ran for the wash shirts on Facebook. It was, you know, nice. Got a lot of eyes on it. 1,000 likes. You know what I'm saying?
1,000 likes? How many sales?
That's what we hoping But March 30th, we got a coupon code going on Nappy Afro Store, 15% off your order. So, you know, next week this time you can get your wash shirt if you was tight on the money. I know everybody tax money running out now. But, you know, if you got $21, get you a Nappy Afro shirt, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you a wash shirt. So, yeah. We can get 10% of y'all 1,000 to buy a shirt, man. We'd be Gucci. You know what I mean? All right. Just need 100 of y'all. Yeah, man. Just 100. Just 100.
There you go, man. It's been another episode of the dopest podcast of the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast with your host, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black LSP Keaton, sitting in with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast. And today, yesterday, and forever, we holler at y'all next time on another episode of the illest, blackest, most dope, most deaf, hottest, freshest. What else can we throw it back to? Illest. You just gonna leave me out there like that?
Cold chill. Maxing and relaxing.
I think that's it. I think that's all we got. We out in 5,000.
G. Peace. It's Swayze out here.
We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com.